Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we have with us today, sent by God here. I didn't know they were coming, didn't even know they lived on this earth. And it's Don and Beverly Davis from Kerrville, Texas, who were mentored by and enjoyed the presence of God in First Assembly, Pasadena, Texas, under the ministry of pastors Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodman, who pastored supernaturally.
Yes.
A pastor, Brother Hagin always taught, he should be called and anointed in that office, and he should minister supernaturally. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, Mama was a prophet for sure. Oh, Mama, yeah. Goodman was a prophetess for sure.
Right.
And Dad was a teacher par excellence.
Yes.
And an interpreter. He stood in the office of interpretation. Mm-hmm. She moved in tongues and interpretation. But the gifts of the Spirit they needed, like Dad's discerning of spirits when he saw that demon we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. And I know that Mom, they were on vacation one year, and she saw that someone in their church was in trouble. And do you remember that case where the man, it's coming back to me. Worked in the oil fields, and she saw his head come off or something. And do you remember that story?
This was prior to First Assembly.
That was prior to First Assembly.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean,
do you remember the story?
Well, I remember the story where she was, Beverly can probably tell it better, but she was praying one day, and she saw all these children on fire. And it was
New London School explosion
up in East Texas.
Yeah, one of the worst tragedies.
Yeah. And she was in travail, and she was leaning against the wall to hold herself up, and she called Dad in and asked
Amy
him.
Was there, I think, too.
Yeah, Amy was there, her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she called Dad in and said, "Are you called to East Texas, or I don't know what this is, or something?" And go ahead.
Well, she said, "I see children with their hands raised and they're in distress." And she said she felt as if she were going to die, that she couldn't live, and because of the travail, that the heaviness of the travail that was on her. And she said, "Dad, you and Annie have got to come and hold me up and pray, because I see children in distress." And it was just a few days later that New London School exploded. They had gas lines that ran under that school, and it exploded.
I
think there was 400 or so, yeah, children that were killed. Mm-hmm. And sometime later I found a article where like the 50th anniversary of that explosion, and I cut it out and I put it in Mom's book, Seed Time and Harvest. When she had that book made, I have the hard copy, and she wrote a little note, you know, to my kids, and I stuck that in there because that story, I think Joe probably has it, mm-hmm, in here, mm-hmm, that story was in that book. And It was interesting that God showed that. And you said, "Well, why didn't God stop it?" I don't know. God's sovereign. But
He's sovereign.
He's sovereign.
But something about it, He had her see and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And who
no
knows?
Doubt. Who was spared?
Who was spared, and who knows what happened to those children in their lives as He could deal with them,
right,
before they,
exactly,
were about to go out of here.
Sure.
Exactly.
Maybe through her prayers to get them ready.
Yes.
Do you know anything about the bird without a head? That story.
Yeah, yeah. I love
wait,
that.
Wait before she gives that.
Okay.
I want to tell something real quick, because this, of course, if Beverly called him Uncle Ken, if Kenneth Hagin was here, he would be saying amen, amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you that the reason there was such faith and confidence in, yeah, God in that church. You know, Kenneth Hagin, of course, his mantra was faith. And, of course, you know, we always laughed because we had people that gave testimonies about the goodness of God. And Mom and Dad preached faith from the pulpit just about every Sunday, as well as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so there were a lot of testimonies that came forth. And we could just go down the line and tell about all the things that happened. But what really brings faith is, and confidence in God, When Mom and Dad, one time, they had an evangelist that came to the church, and he told about how that he had had some soup or something before church, and he just enjoyed it so much. I mean, he had people salivating, and so when the kids got home with Mom and Dad, they said, "Oh, we want some pancakes." And Mom goes to the icebox. She had some milk and some eggs, but no flour. Now, the old time,
times were really hard then.
The times were hard then.
They had any money.
No money. And so they would, a quarter maybe.
They prayed everything.
They prayed everything in.
Everything in they needed.
And so they go. Mom goes over to the old flour bin, and it's one of those metal ones with a cup that stays in there. And she pulls the flour bin over, and there's a skiff of flour way down in a little crack down there in the bottom. And I mean, you know, her heart sinks, and she says, "Dad, come in here." And Dad Goodwin came in, and she said, "Stand over here. I'm going to hold on to your coattail. You pray, and I'm going to dip flour." Well, guess what? For most of us, you know, we wouldn't even bother. But anyway, he came in there. She grabbed his coattail. He began to pray and petition God. She reached down in there, and she slapped the side of that old flour bin, and she said, "God, in Jesus' name, I'm dipping flour." And she dipped enough flour out of there to make pancakes for the kids. Wow. And faith was born in a lot of people's heart because of those experiences.
Yes. Miracles.
Miracles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was in ours.
It was in our case too. And so that's just one story. You go ahead.
The bird without a head, right?
The bird without a head was one of my favorite stories. One day we were driving to Longview, Mom and I were, and she began to tell the story about how that some people had come to their home, a couple, and Dad, the four, were sitting and talking, and the lady began to pull Mom into another conversation apart from Dad and the other minister. And Mom said she felt like, you know, she was probably shouldn't be doing that. She should give attention to Dad and the other man there. But the lady continued to talk, so Mom was pulled away into the conversation. And when they left, Dad said, "You know, you were disrespectful."
To Mom?
To Mom. He said, "You know, that was not right what you did. That was disrespectful. You didn't honor me." Well, she got a little offended, got her little feelings hurt, and got into a little pity party. And so,
because she was talking with a woman, is that was it?
That was it. She was talking to the woman, and Dad was talking to and left. So anyway, she just kind of puffed up a little bit and went on her way. But she said every time she would try to pray, she would see this bird standing there. But the bird didn't have a head. And she'd say, "Lord, what's wrong with that bird? It doesn't have a head." No answer would come. This went on for a while, not a very long time, but just a little while. And one day she said, "Dad, I see this bird when I pray, but it doesn't have a head." And he said, "Well, honey, you know, let's pray about it and see what God will give." And she said she prayed, and she said the Lord said, "Well, it does have a head. It has a head, but you don't honor it. You don't see it." And she felt convicted. Then she knew that what she had done by allowing herself to be pulled off into that conversation and not honoring Dad and giving honor to Dad and the other man talking, that she had disrespected her head. And she ran to Dad. I can just see her now running to Dad and grabbing him. Dad, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And repenting because she had not done honor to her head, Dad. But, you know, Dad was the head. He was the head of the church. And Mom always showed honor to Dad. When I worked in the church in missionary council, I'd ask Mom, "Well, what should we do about this?" And she'd say, "Well, I think this, but let's go and see what Dad will say. Let's get it from Dad first. And if he thinks this is okay, then we'll do it." Mm-hmm. And that taught me how to honor and respect my head. And there's safety in that, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
There's great safety in that. Because I think sometimes when God gives ladies things, they want to run ahead and not go and consult their husband. Usually when God's dealing with me, he's dealing with him at the same time, and we come together and we find out that God's speaking to both of us about something that we need to attend to, but I always prefer him.
What would you say was the outstanding thing you learned from the Goodmans, either her or him or both of them?
Probably from Dad, I learned the word.
The word.
When we would go for prayer, and we would say, Dad, we have this need, we go down front for prayer, Dad would always say, let's look to Jesus. And then he would pray, and he would always, most always, would pray the word of God. When my son was very ill with allergies, and would have pneumonia and have pneumonia, one time I went and took him to Dad Goodwin for prayer, and Dad said, you know, honey, everything that comes out of the ground we're made of, so there's no reason for him to be have any allergies for anything that comes out of the ground. And he prayed for him, and he never had any more allergic reactions.
Your son.
My son. No more allergies, no more pneumonia, nothing. He, in fact, I guess today, he's still just as well as he can be.
Did he pray? Did Brother Goodwin pray for your son?
Yeah, he prayed for him. And I said, Dad, I'm having to give him these allergy shots. And he said, well, honey, there's no reason to be allergic to anything that comes out of the ground because we're made up of everything that comes out of the ground. So Dad would always tell us, let's look to Jesus. So we learned that. And now when we pray with people, we say, okay, let's look to Jesus. And that focuses them on who is going to bring the answer, because it isn't going to be us. They have to look to Jesus.
Have to look to Jesus and have to look to him by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
And in his word.
Well, I guess the things I learned from Mom was spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Yeah, because when I would come into things in the Spirit, I'd go to Mom and ask her, you know, tell her what I had experienced. And she would, you know, would tell me, yes, honey, I know I've had that lots of times. And I said, well, why is God showing that? I mean, what would be the purpose? And she said, they're teaching experiences. So that as I got older and God wanted to speak to me, like Samuel, when
Surely.
He went, yeah, he said, go and lay down and say, Lord, speak. So I learned then how to know when God was really speaking to me. I knew his voice and I knew the different ways he was speaking to me.
And he's always speaking.
Oh, yes.
He's always speaking.
Yes.
Now we have only got 1 minute left, so we'll go back to this for Monday. Okay. But I want to know how they live their lives. Okay. Separated, what? And how they taught people to live.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that on Monday. I'm going to persuade him to stay with us one more day. I know they have to leave because they have something to do after this tonight. But I'm at least going to ask them if they can stay one more session with us. So you want to be with us Monday when we come back here. This is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can go online, billybrim.org. We may even put some of these up on video and web. We'll have to see about that. But for sure, you can go on Archive Radio and catch up from the very first session.